In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is hope in these days of winter because the nights are getting shorter and the days are getting longer. Sun rises earlier each morning and stays up longer each night, and the light lets us know that spring and summer will come. As Jesus preaches and teaches in Galilee, the light of God shines in dark places. The prophecy comes true, which said, "The people who lived in darkness have seen a great light." Today's gospel reading, we find Jesus by Lake Gennesaret, which is also called the Sea of Galilee. People are crowding around Jesus to hear the word of God. Jesus is teaching the people that he's the promised Messiah, the Son of God, sent to save the people. The crowds are pressing in on Jesus so much to hear the good news, and Jesus sees two boats down near the lake, and people, they'd seen the fishermen had come in for the night. They hadn't caught anything or come in after the night. And then what happens next shows how the light of Christ will continue to shine in this world until the last day. So Jesus gets into Simon Peter's boat. He has him push out a little from the shore, and then Jesus sits down and he uses the boat as his pulpit to preach to the crowds gathered at the edge of the water. Afterwards, Jesus tells Peter to go out into the deep water, lower his nets. And Peter protests. He says they worked all night, they caught nothing, but because Jesus said to do it, they'll do it. And you know what happens next? As they pull up the nets, they are so full of fish that they begin to break. Peter and his crew have to call to another boat to help them with the great catch. There's so many fish that both boats are ready to sink. And we can learn from this miracle. Through the centuries, Christians have come to associate the details of this story with the way that the faith spreads throughout the world. The sea represents the world. The fish, people, men, women, and children. The net and the hands that lower it is the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the boat is God's church, the gathering place for the people caught by the gospel. This shows that Jesus intends for the world to come to him through the preaching of his gospel. As the net of his word is drawn through this world, people hear the voice of God and are caught alive. They're brought from their hiding places in the depths of the sea up to the light of Jesus himself. They come to see him as their Savior. They're brought into his kingdom to live. When Peter sees this miracle of fish, he is overwhelmed. He too has been caught up in the net, brought up into the light of Jesus. But the light shows some things about Peter that he would rather keep hidden. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Peter's right. He's the kind of fish that stays at the bottom, out of the light. But Jesus loves this bottom feeder. He has use for him. Isaiah has the same reaction when he sees the throne of God and angels flying about. He says, "Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." God still has use for Isaiah. He purifies Isaiah's lips so he could speak the secrets of what he saw. When God's word shines upon you, you can have the same reaction. Being brought up into the light of Christ exposes parts of your life that you might not want exposed. We recognize this each week as we begin worship. When we begin the divine service, we invoke the name of God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And what do you do next? You get on your knees and you plead guilty of being a natural born sinner who's unworthy of God's love. And yet God loves you anyway. When you come to the realization, like Peter and Isaiah, of how far short you fall in obedience to God, you can be overwhelmed with grief and despair. But God purifies you as you are drawn into His presence. His word to you is forgiveness. It gives you new life, a new reason for living. You are forgiven, Jesus says. Jesus forgives Peter with the words, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." Peter is in Jesus' net, brought to the surface, exposed to the sun's light, but he will live forever. And God will use Peter to catch men. For 20 centuries, that fishing for men has gone on. People have become hearers of the word through the preaching of the word of Christ, how he removed our unworthiness. The light continues to shine in every place as the preaching goes on. People are united with Christ in the washing of baptism. He visits them in the Lord's Supper to sustain their souls. The light continues to shine today as we are brought out of the darkness by Jesus' net to live in the light and, like Peter, to fish for men. We fish for men when we invite others to hear the word of God among us. When we teach the children, guide the teenagers, strengthen the family, comfort the sick, console those who mourn the death of a loved one. There's a story of a young man who used to pick up hitchhikers back in the day when it was safe to do so. One young man he gave a ride to asked what the man did for a living. He said, "I'm sort of a salesman. What do I sell? Only the greatest product in the world. Everyone needs it. Do I make a lot of money? No. I give it all away. Would you like a sample?" You see, the man was a minister for the deaf. He drove on the highways of northern Wisconsin catching souls, bringing light to people who lived in darkness. The miracle of bringing fish into the boat is the miracle of bringing bottom feeders up into the light. It's making the unworthy sinner fit to stay in the presence of the holy God. It is the miracle of the forgiveness of sins. Not only does Peter receive the forgiveness of sins, but he'll be catching men alive and bringing them into God's boat, the church. He'll lower his net by preaching about Jesus Christ. He'll declare the kingdom, and then he will bring them into that kingdom through preaching about Jesus' work, through baptism, through Holy Communion. And catching souls was for Jesus not only Peter's work. All of you share in this work by hearing the word, by being part of the congregation, by bringing your families, by the sacrifices you make in order to bring an offering today out of thankfulness in your hearts. Thankfulness to God for the net of the gospel that has pulled you up out of the darkness and hoisted you into the light of God's boat. More importantly, you continue in the fishing for men by your witness to the word of God, the light of Galilee. By your words to a friend, "Is there something I can bring to God in prayer for you?" By your readiness to explain the faith in your own ways, to tell how Jesus brought you out of darkness into eternal light. It's tempting to think that your career, your family, your school, your enjoyment is the most important thing on life's journey. But we know that the work of God, fishing for men, is the ultimate reason God keeps us in this world. We've wasted enough time. There are so many fish in the deep sea. But God has given us a strong enough net in the word of Christ, a big enough boat in the Christian church to accommodate all who will believe. Through the church of Jesus Christ, the light is shining on those who live in dark places. The light has shined on us and revealed us to be the forgiven and restored children of God. God calls us to offer this light to the whole world, starting right here. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.